Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 328, and we're recording on a Saturday, coming off a long and interesting and fun week.
Okay, you can call it that. I'm just knocking stuff around here. It was our third day of business.
That's right, at Creekside Community Brew, and who better to share our podcast with today than Roxanne and John, who have helped us from... what, the minute we started and before, if you can help before we started, you were inspirational in so much of what we do, and besides being inspirational, you're hands on.
We are.
That's friends.
TCB with CCB all the way.
Anyway, we want to bring you guys in, and you came back after a long week of helping us get things up and rolling. Let's just talk a little bit about what we've done in this building and in the feel of it, the atmosphere, the physical labor of it, the moving, the painting, the you name
right.
it. So,
well, I guess we probably started off in the kitchen, and we pretty much tore it apart.
Parade rest.
Yes, John calls it parade rest.
No, why don't you tell people what that means for people who don't know?
It's basically taking things down to the bare bones and starting all over again. Military
style, huh, John?
Navy style.
Yeah.
To be correct.
But I moved out prep tables and cleaned walls and floors behind it. We deep cleaned the stove. Yeah. We just did a lot of cleaning. I mean, it's just because whenever you go into a new place, you always want to start fresh with your own dirt. Start fresh.
I put my dirt to your dirt.
Yeah, you know, but it's just things happen, and
you want to move things around.
You want to move things around. You know, everybody has their own way of organizing things.
Own vision.
Their own vision of what they're going to be making and what are we going to need. You know, we moved one prep table out, moved a different one in.
Because the reality of changing the menu made that make sense. Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
We had no need for a refrigerated prep table. Mm-hmm. It just didn't make sense, and darn thing leaked anyway.
it did. And so then, I don't know, then we moved to the front of the house, and we rearranged tables and chairs and booth benches and painted the exterior, the door, and... just gave everything a facelift as
clean
far as
windows.
That goes. Oh, yeah. Tell
goodness.
About the window.
Because that was no small feat. And what it did was really let people look in and see.
Well, the thing is, I was trying to clean the windows first, and I noticed, looks like some kind of film on them. So I just started taking a little bit off, and next thing you know, I got to take the whole window off, basically. Well, it's a big window.
And it was, what did they call that?
It was just the window
adhesive. It was a window tint.
And it was the adhesive that was on it.
Right.
And we think that it was probably leftover window tint from when Metzger's furniture was probably here.
And I think it was mirrored tint because afterwards I glittered like a fairy.
Yeah.
Such are all the over. Perks of helping at the Creekside
right.
Community Brew.
Come glitter like a fairy.
Come glitter like a fairy.
But, you know, it is interesting because that history with the window, like you're saying, if it was Metzger's home furnishings tent, Jess Adams said he'd never put it up. So it was back to that history.
He wanted to take it down, but he said he started it once and he decided it was too big of an ordeal.
And for whatever reason, that one window was really just the worst.
It was.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it just looked like there was a whole bunch of stuff on the window that hadn't been washed, but it wasn't that at all.
It was just the adhesive left.
Yeah.
And it sparkles now.
It does.
It's clear. People can see through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, from the sidewalk and from the, you know, when you pull up, the windows look so cool at night with the little lights.
But I don't
think
that was the biggest thing. I think the biggest thing was what Don and his friend and
my brother did.
And your brother did.
Yeah.
Tearing that floor apart. Oh, that was awesome.
That was
and building those countertops in that back bar.
That was a Herculean job. It was, it was aspenite lumber, aspenite plywood on top of carpet, on top of underlayment, on top of
linoleum,
on top of
floor.
No, not yet.
But wait, there's more. Tar paper, right?
Tar paper. Tarred felt, and that was just ridiculous to get all that stuff through. But thank goodness there was tarred felt under it. It kept all the moisture from attacking the floor below.
Right.
The floor turned out wonderful. We really dodged a bullet on that.
Yeah.
No rotten wood or anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, mm-hmm. It's amazing.
So
looks so much better.
And then lowering the case where the display case where we keep the all kinds of sweet goodies in there, lowering that let people look over that to mm-hmm. actually see the floor and the counters.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave it, you know, could look through the long building and get a full picture.
And figuring out how to take those doors off so you could paint the inside of it.
That's right.
That was me too.
That was. Everyone used a little bit of their creative, crafty natures in making this come together.
And, you know, we put the new countertops on, and that was just a matter of buying a bunch of grade two lumber because you want them to look gnarly a little bit. You don't want absolute clear white pine and something like that. You want it to have some character. And screwing all of that down to the old countertop and building a new countertop out of 2x12s in the tail end under the espresso maker and then shoring that up, I went out to the local hardware store and had them cut some pipes in exact length and over-thread them so that you could use floor flanges to adjust the length of those pipes to jack that stuff up and hold it, and there'll be no sag in that countertop ever because of that. And that's just the way to do it.
Oh, and all the new plumbing you did. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
from the water filter on up to all the new lines.
Yeah, and that's the kind of plumbing that a person is allowed to do without being a licensed plumber. It's because it's the flexible stuff,
yeah.
You know, and polyethylene tubing, and you're plumbing fresh water into a home type filter that will replace every month if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to that is watching how the drip coffee maker is responding whenever the levels of drip coffee drop to. As you're making it, tells you that your water filter's plugging up.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the only thing that is judging how much water is flowing through.
Gotcha.
is that metered against time device, which is what that coffee maker does. So we just take a look at, you know, where it is, let it run, and until you start seeing the coffee pots, the air pots that we fill with drip coffee, whenever they're lower by time. You see the water level going down in the pot when you make it. You go, okay, it's time to change filter.
Mm-hmm.
You change filter, and poof, back up it comes again. So
well,
away you go.
Absolutely. And then so you guys had worked so hard prior to this past Sunday, and then the real, I won't even say last minute, but the last 3 days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, before we were to open the doors on Wednesday, you guys were here a lot, and it was a matter of anything that needed to be done, heavy lifting, painting. It just kept going on and on and on, and Jess Adam came through once when we were all working, and I brought him in here in the other room, and I said, I just really want your opinion, because Don was still, I think, in the plumbing stages on one of those evenings.
I
said, Jess, you think we're going to make it? And he looked at it, and he didn't want to, you know, tear my heart out.
he said,
I really don't know, Jan, and his eyes got big. So then Tuesday night, when you guys had gone home and you didn't head out till 8,
yeah.
We were here at midnight, and the counter was cleared off. The water was working. I took a picture and sent it to you and said, look, the counter is clear. Yes, we're ready to open.
That was Wednesday night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Wednesday night. We opened
Thursday.
You're right. You're right. So that's right. We worked longer and harder before
you
that, didn't
harder.
We?
Yeah. And
Tuesday
you
was the day that I did the window.
Well, a little
she painted.
A little funny thing is Wednesday, John had to work, and he stopped by here when he got off lunch for lunch, and then he came home, and he looked at me. He goes, I don't know. It doesn't look any different this morning than it did when we left last night. And I said, I'm going up there after a bit. And it was mostly at that point was more about moving stuff and placing stuff.
You know,
it looked like a lot needed to be done, but the heavy stuff, other than, you know, you were still working with the filter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
was and done. And that's why we couldn't replace a lot of stuff and put it back in its place, because things had to be done that Don was doing so we could remove stuff. So there were tables and countertops full of stuff that had a place but had to wait.
And isn't it the way it always goes, Don?
Well, yeah.
No, you start to do something and, oh, wait, now I have to have this part, but I have to wait for somebody to create this part for me.
Well,
it's just Murphy's any law. Type of project.
And everything is absolutely a step-by-step process, all the way down to the espresso maker, because I did not measure the size of plumbing that goes into it. So I go down to the hardware store to look for a particular type of hose, you know, like the same type of thing that you would use to between the valve in your bathroom floor and the bottom of the toilet tank.
Fitting, yeah.
Those things you buy that are flexible tubing made of stainless steel on the outside and some sort of material on the inside. This was made of unobtainium.
Unobtainium.
That sounds like something on Superman.
Yes.
Well, unobtainium available at no hardware store.
That's right.
And so, you know, it's one of those things I can get from the manufacturer. It's
only
not,
available
not
on Krypton.
But it, at any rate, the standard half-inch compression fitting you would think would work. Doesn't work. So I had to go back and reuse that particular piece of plumbing. And then John said, wait a minute, what's that over there on the floor? And it was exactly what I needed because it came out of the old filter that we've removed. And so we washed out that pipe, cleaned it up, sanitized it, put it up in the coffee maker, and converted that end to the type of pipe that we were using. And away we went. It was ready to go. It's like, okay, well, there's a godsend for you too. Thank you once again.
Well, and another thing, when you were getting the windows cleaned about that time, Dan Johnson came and he's had his signs ready to, or at least he wanted to discuss them. We'd sent him the plans that we wanted to do to incorporate Adam Brothers into the new logo. And so he showed up, we told him what we wanted and he'd already had a clue. So they'd been designing. Then he came back in 2 hours and had everything to put up. And oh my goodness, Creekside Community Brew looks so nice blended with that. And then on the side window, and I've got to get that picture up on Facebook, we decided to put Home of the Owl Creek Gazette magazine, Creekside with Donna Jan podcast, Creekside Community Brew Coffee House, and Terra Mater Meals. And John walked in the door and he said, now that's community.
And, you know, I think I just had an inspiration. I think we need one small little tagline on the lower right-hand corner of this thing that says, if you think you're busy, try this.
So, speaking of Terra Mater Meals,
yes.
I know you wrote about it in the May, June issue of the Owl Creek Gazette, but people haven't had a chance to pick up and read that yet. Why don't you tell how that works in with what we're doing here, Roxanne?
Okay, so for several years now, I have been your chief chef for autumn dinners, spring things.
And Richard Barth always lets you do that, doesn't he?
Richard Barth always lets me cook. A couple years ago, about 3 years ago, John started helping me as my sous chef.
Mm-hmm.
And the last dinner was interesting because the food's always good, but the last one seemed like it really hit something with the people who were there. And I had three different people that evening say, do you have a restaurant? No. Are you catering? Well, no. You should. And so John and I, we talked about it. It's like, well, why not?
We looked into it.
And it's like, oh, we couldn't do this according to state regulations from our home because we have pets.
Sure.
You know, so no commercial kitchen in our house because I'm not going to get rid of pets, obviously. Even though they're not involved in cooking food, they're still in the house,
and that's a no-no.
Whenever you guys got this and, you know, how things just kind of morph and formulate and manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Manifesting. And it's like, we can do it now because now we have access to a commercial kitchen. Mm-hmm. We can do this. I don't want to say we weren't legit before. We were, but it just wasn't.
You were borrowing Adams' kitchen, for example.
Yeah, and I had done that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
we'd use the church's kitchen. So
yes.
A lot of the places we
I was using,
had,
yes.
Right.
And then some of it was cooked at home, but most of it, a lot of that was the pre-prep stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But John and I took the class for the food safety manager certification and passed the test with flying colors. So
she flew higher than me.
I did fly a little higher, but that's okay. You still passed. You did better than just passing, at least. You know, you did well. And so now nobody can say we don't know what we're doing because we do.
Yeah.
You're official.
We are official, official. We are certifiable.
I'm, there you go. I'm one of those higher than 90 percentile certifiables, too. Awesome. So, yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
I'm an 87, so.
That's all
right. It sounds good to me. Yeah. So, anyway, with all that, you and I have been talking about incorporating that into what we do here. And since we have no evening hours yet, we want to have, and I think you came up with the idea of after hours.
Right.
Calling it that. Anything that takes place at Creekside Community Brew after 4 o'clock.
After hours at CCB.
That's right. So how will that work in and people can find what you're doing here?
What we're going to start off with, well, right now I'm working on building the website, and they can actually see it if they want to watch it as it changes. It is live. It is terramodermeals.com.
Go figure.
Go figure. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. So there is a page. Actually, there's two pages, but I don't have menus up or anything like that. But it's a process because it always takes longer to do than what you think. You think you just sit down, type something up. No. Because, you know, oh, I like this color scheme. No, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And all of that. But what we're going to start off with is every other week. We decided the first and third Thursdays. Mm-hmm. We picked Thursday for various reasons, to offer a meal. And there's going to be a meal. And the choice is take it or leave it.
Sounds like my mom's kitchen.
You know. But what we're going to do, they actually have an option of eat in or take it home. And we're going to use environmentally friendly packaging for them to take it home in. And the first one, I've already decided the first menu is actually going to be meatloaf and cheesy scallop potatoes and a spring green salad. And ooh. I haven't decided for sure if there's going to be a couple cookies on the side or something like that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yum, yum.
I know.
You make so many good desserts. Whatever you decide to throw at that plate will be good.
Exactly. And one of the things that I have said in the article, and I've also included on the website, is there will be a variety of things. We will use fresh ingredients, and we will have an eye towards nutrition and food safety, of course,
and but local foods.
And local foods as much as possible. But I also believe that in moderation in all things. So, you know, a treat here and there is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if
also the environment we take into consideration in the packaging, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. And that's one of the things that we've been working on, too, with what we're offering, with just simple things that you can quickly make, several of whatevers, and off you go with it. And it's portability and sustainability.
I think that the second meal is going to be chicken paprikash. And everybody says, chicken what? Chicken who? Huh?
Hungarian.
And it is very a Hungarian. Good. My grandparents are from Hungary, and so this is a Hungarian dish. It means paprika chicken.
Oh, okay.
And you won't go away hungry either.
No, you won't go away hungry. And I don't have it all fleshed out yet, and I don't really have the prices fleshed out. We're looking at the $8 to $10 range probably per meal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have it where they have to order by closing of business on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That gives John and I Wednesday to buy the ingredients and then Thursday to fix it. And then they're going to be able to pick up at 4 to 7 and eat in 5 to 7 at Creekside Community Brew.
Right.
Well, that's perfect.
So this is, again, the idea of community is that we're building things here that more than just us can participate in, utilizing the building and the hours longer than just what the coffee house is open, and get a way to start that whole whole attitude.
Right.
Even in the people that are baking for us, it's like we have a community of bakers, too.
Right.
So it's really been nice to see that grow, and I like the idea that you'll have in your meals. Sometimes it'll be comfort food, like you said. Sometimes it'll be something totally off the wall and interesting
right.
that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
I promise we won't do hot dog pie.
Oh, thank you.
We've kind of got a Facebook fame for our unique fun dish that we do every year.
That's
but
Christmas at my mom's.
Yeah. Okay. We might have expected. We might have a Christmas special of hot dog pie. I don't know.
That one would be fun if everyone ate
in. I am actually going to put those pictures on the website.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I am. Yeah. They're not going to be on the front page.
but also tell them about your idea for takeout.
We're going to be not using styrofoam.
Right.
Period. And whenever we get into the cold months of winter, whenever we're doing more soups and stews and things like that, we're probably going to use mason jars. And then they can pay a deposit of $1 for a jar. If they bring their jar back, they get $1 off their next meal or whatever. You know, we'll figure out a way to do that so that we're going to be reusing things when we can. Otherwise, it's going to be similar to like your Chinese takeout boxes or something like that that is compostable, recyclable, reusable, something.
Sure.
But styrofoam is forbidden.
Forbidden.
Well, and you've taken the Terra Mater meals, and just like you've made for us here, the cranberry lemon bars that were so good. And so Terra Mater meals has a lot of things out there happening,
right,
all related to food.
And it is just another division of Terra Mater.
Right.
My main business that I've had for years and years, you know, with the nutrition and the herbs and the teas and then the massage, the holistic wellness, the whole concept of holistic wellness, we're just going to push that right on into people's fine dining if they if they so desire to partake.
Well, would you, you know, maybe you could offer a meal and a massage.
Shaving a haircut?
I don't think so. Instead of dinner and a meal or a movie and a meal. However, we are looking at the future, too. It possibly, okay, if this goes over well and people really like it, we may grow. You know, it's like I've told you guys with this, you know, it's okay to start out with just a couple items at first because you're going to grow into your business and
everybody's, you know, got to get their stride at some
you got to get your wheels underneath you first.
And that's exactly what this 3 days has taught us. There's a lot of things that at 63 years old I don't want to do, and like the number one thing is I don't want to do short order cooking,
right?
You know, and although I love working in the kitchen, I'm focused on making small things, portable and easy to, you know, easy to do and tasty.
Exactly. Oh, your turnovers are awesome.
In fact, speaking of the turnovers, it was neat to see people come in that they'd seen it on Facebook or read it in the magazine that we were going to have the turnovers. The first day was brats, asparagus, and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And so people then...
And apple sausage.
And And then the sweet was apple cinnamon raisin. Well, what really was nice, it's always great to hear people like what you have and say that. But what, when you know they like it is when they come back the second day and want to taste what you've made that day, too.
Well, it's like you said earlier today, the there was a couple that one bought a lemon bar and one brought a brownie. And they came back up to the counter and bought two more lemon bars to take with them.
That's
how you know.
The
right.
Best compliment you can get.
And right. Several people said, we love the first day's turnover, but we like the second one better. So, you know, if you keep improving.
Best advertisement you can get.
It really is. So,
well, and we had one customer that said that was the best peach turnover she'd ever had.
Right.
Okay, she bought another one right there on the spot.
And it's been fun to take pictures or announce on Facebook and see people come in and say, I saw that on Facebook, I'm ready for the savory turnover. So all that is a good way, you know, with our magazine, every 2 months, we can lay out kind of a plan for people. Facebook is a great way then to say the immediacy of this. Check, this is happening today.
Right.
And so that's what I'm sure you'll be doing too with Terra Mater Meals.
My goal is... before the end of summer is to have like a couple of months of menus out there so people can kind of be thinking about it. I don't want to get too far in the future because, you know, seasonality and availability can, you know, so people have to be a little flexible. Down the road, I'd also like to maybe occasionally offer a vegan alternative because I'm not a vegan, so I almost always include, you know, meat, protein in whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I do know there are people who are vegans and, you know, whenever it's available and possible and we have our wheels underneath us, then we may have a choice. Like, okay, if you don't want meatloaf, you can have, I don't know.
Black bean burger.
Whatever. But it's a process. We're going to grow into it. So the first one, their choice really is going to, you're going to have a meatloaf dinner or you don't, you know, and that's totally okay. And we're just going to go with it.
And, you know, all the way down to making sure that you've even got separate utensils and separate stuff for vegan process.
Right.
That's important to people. If they know that you're taking that much care in making your food, rock and roll.
Well, and we have one other class that we have to take yet about allergens. An allergen awareness so that we can at least, you know, if we're going to use something that is a common allergen, we can let people know, hey, you know, we're using peanut butter in this, you know, just so you know.
My sister can't eat onion, raw onion.
Raw onion, so. Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's important.
That's verboten.
Yeah.
So well. I did want to say it's been really fun to have folks come in and sit down and visit. That's what we liked so much when we had an office, to get to have conversations with people. And since this was graduation weekend at Greenville University, there were all kinds of kids and parents in. So it was fun to see some of them are coming back in the fall, and they said to us, gosh, we're so happy you're here, or this was one of our favorite places. Some of the kids had come back for graduation with their brothers or sisters because they had graduated too. And so we
had
got
one married couple that came in.
Right,
they got married here.
And so that family dynamic of, you know, sharing and hearing what they said they liked about what we were serving, what they hoped this became. And one guy said, I heard you might be selling beer someday. Is that true? And so we were telling him that's the goal. And John, you came up with the add the brews so we can brew much more than Creekside Community tea or Creekside Community coffee. It can be more than that.
Brutal.
So
the brew it all. And I might mention, you mentioned tea. This 3 days, you really haven't had tea except iced tea,
right.
But I have been working on teas, and they've had teas here before, and you're going to reintroduce that this coming week, but we're also in the process of coming up with a signature tea just for Creekside Community Brew, and so there's going to be a variety of teas.
I want to tell you, we have used out here, I sold two of them just because I talked it up and people liked it. It was Papa's Rolling Stone. And
that sounds like a signature tea to me.
It went great.
They loved it.
That was the blend that we came up with back in the day when we were making Tea by Two.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that could very well be the signature tea.
Yeah. And people like it. And and just simple things, even like a peppermint.
Good cold and hot, too.
Yeah, exactly. And,
well, I love the double mint that you make, and I would like to make sure, especially in the hot summer months, if we have that made just like we have, you know, regular tea, if we have that option, it's a really good refreshing tea that has no caffeine. So I just want to have that up too as an option. So
right.
You just can't use the logo, Crisp and Clean, no caffeine, never had it, never will.
No, we don't need to. They can keep theirs.
And we can come up with something. Yes. With the four of us, Richard, there you go.
And with Richard and John being, right behind him with these taglines and catchphrases. Phrases, you know,
life is
Richard.
TCB at CCB.
And before we close, we want to make sure we thank several other people. J.J. Schaaf, who had been an employee with Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House, was getting ready to head home from college, and we said,
for home from college.
Yes. And we said, can you stay and help us? Because all the knowledge was right there in him with what happens and how this place works.
Well, and he was available.
He was.
So thank you, J.J. We appreciate it.
Well, and he came in between finals.
Oh, and he did painting?
He painted for us. Anything we needed done, he did. And then he saved us as we were in the process of waiting on people not knowing how to make all the coffee drinks.
He was our barista trainer.
He was.
And Becky Tracy, she's the new employee that we've hired too. And
we hired.
She hired, yeah. We hired her. She has prior experience being a barista when it was the Turret Cafe that was over there.
Right, right.
So that was a natural.
And restaurant experience. Yeah. So that was a good fit. We're grateful to have her on board. And, of course, we want to give a shout-out to Mary Kinsler for her ever-popular, nearly famous brownies. They were chocolate perfection.
Yeah, I want to thank my brother Dave and Danny. Without them, I mean, this is behind-the-scenes stuff that you don't see all the time.
Right.
Want a big thanks, shout-out to them. And my niece, Charlene, she was invaluable and amazing.
Delivering chairs.
Oh, you betcha. So, and Scott White, too.
Right. And I just want to say something about the chairs. When people come in and sit down next week and they look around, they will have their choice of comfortable chairs, any size, shape, or whatever you want now, folks.
No doubt. Scott White, like I said, he did computer tech support whenever we needed to get the old menu pulled over and changed and put back into the new system, then wham, there it went.
And speaking of old menus, we've had a lot of people ask us, are you going to do this or can you do this? We will try to have, well, every day so far, we've had a list of what we're serving on Facebook. We want to get a actual finalized menu nailed down pretty soon, but we're continuing to experiment. We're getting great feedback. We're wanting to hear from you, but we know we're going to have a continuation of the sweet and savory turnovers. They're a hit. We also know we're going to have quiches, daily quiches. And
don't know exactly what shape and form those daily quiches are going to take yet. We've got till Tuesday.
We may surprise ourselves. And we also wanted to say that Saturday, biscuits and gravy were a hit. We sold out. And in fact, we scraped the barrel. Nathan Dothager, who is a supporter of Creekside with Don and Jan.
Forever.
Well, his company, KNR Wireless, is our official sponsor.
Right.
And he and his family came over, and his son was so hoping for biscuits and gravy, and we scraped the barrel of that, the bottom of that barrel, and we got him a half a helping.
Well, he's diminutive.
Yes. it fit his height and age and size.
Right.
So that was really good. But all those things are going to continue, and we'll continue to announce new things as they come onto the menu and onto your plates.
Yeah. And one other thing, too, you know, just before we were opening you're getting everything going again, I looked at Bruce Volkers, my buddy Bruce, and said, Bruce, I don't have time to put this switch in. Would you please put this switch in for me? And he put the start switch into the coffee pot that we use to make the drip coffee. So
right,
a big shout out to Bruce.
Absolutely, because when you say just coffee pot, someone might think at home, no big deal, but at a coffee shop,
a coffee house,
when the coffee pot's not working, you're in trouble.
It's a big deal.
And last but not least, we want to also mention Val Gaffner. We have this one long brown wall when you walk into the coffee house, and it was begging for something. And we had already gotten permission from Rick McPeak to utilize his sign that says welcome. And it's a gorgeous hand-painted sign, but the wall needed more. And I contacted Val and I said, you know, all the photographs that I've seen you produce, and she brought a bunch out to our Earth Day the Owl Creek Way. She still had some left over and in large sizes. And I said, could you bring some in? And she brought in, it was as if, again, it's like everything is always meant to be. All these colors match. She had great photographs, and the wall is lined with them. We've taken that picture, put it up on Facebook. People have commented. It's just a perfect color combination. So thank you so much. And this shows that all the help we've had, all the support we've had, and it just wouldn't be possible without all that.
That's community. Well, yeah, we're about out of time.
Well, I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, especially my mother, Karen Shaw, who put up with a lot from me growing up. Shipped
John,
me off the Navy, and
you are so lucky. You have your mom and you have your grandma still alive, and that's just
my auntie still.
That's wonderful.
That's worth its weight in gold. Mm-hmm. You son of a gun, you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I wish I could. I'll just send out that ethereal wrist to my mother as well,
and mine too.
Me too.
Yours too.
Indeed.
And in the meantime, maybe we can just come over to your mom's house and all enjoy your mom.
Well, sure.
Maybe she'd make some of that pie that you were talking about.
Well, you have to wait between her nap cycles, though. I don't quite know when those are, but
we'll ask her down to the creek. How's
that?
That
works.
She
works.
Wakes up, she comes on down
that
here.
That works.
And we can celebrate with her that way.
Alrighty.
She's good for that.
So anyway, Happy Mother's Day, everybody, and tune in next week for Creekside with Don and Jan.
And if you got a hankering and you're in the Greenville area, hit the brakes. Come off of exit 41, 46 or so, and stop in and see us at Creekside Community Brew.
Well, what's that address?
It's 110 South 2nd Street in Greenville.
Just a block off the square. And it was so cute when somebody came in yesterday, I guess, and they said, I just waded in from the creek. And we laughed, and then I went, you know, I kind of paused, and she said, well, this is Creekside. I'm not in the creek when I'm in here. She just waded in.
That's a good tagline.
Yeah.
It's
wade on in.
Hey, you all take care now.
And thanks, you two, for all you've done for us.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.